Have you ever felt like you're having a breakdown? Not a mental breakdown. I'm talking about the kind of breakdown where all the pieces are broken down, like nothing's fitting together the right way. In this video, we'll be talking about the breakdown of our spiritual integrity, how it happens, and how to find your true self again. So stay tuned.
Well, hi there and welcome. My name is Raimi, like Do Re Mi. I'm a best-selling author and creator of the Get Unstuck Revolution. I help extraordinary women with big-ass dreams just like you who want to get unstuck from a life that doesn't work and get to where you know you need to be, into a life that's filled with passions and purpose. Now let's get started with today's episode.
Okay, let me jump off the screen here and switch over to my laptop. Today, we're talking about your true self and how the only thing lacking in any situation is your spiritual integrity. What does that mean? Well, it's not just integrity from a moral sense, but the spiritual integrity of how we hold ourselves together. As business owners, or even in our quote-unquote real jobs, in our relationships at home or at work, or even when we're trying to move to a new financial level, we can sometimes find ourselves lost. Maybe we've lost track of who we are. Maybe we've lost track of our core values. Maybe we've lost track of our purpose and what we're doing here. In this episode, we'll be talking about how our spiritual integrity breaks down after a trauma and we lose our true self, what to do when our moral compass has become corrupted, and can we really change the energy of a situation, even if our spiritual integrity has gone out the window? Yes, we're talking about how to find your hidden power when you want to transform challenges into successes. I like to call this the audacity of alchemy. Because when you're feeling stuck, it's never the situation that has you stuck. It's your energy that's become stuck in doubts, worries, frustrations, indecision. In other words, it isn't the pain of the situation. It's the pain of not being connected in the natural energy of who you really are, of being connected to that magical part of you that's a creative vibrational being who can use positive energies to create what you want and bring it into physical manifestation. Part of this process is to allow your manifestations to materialize and not get stuck in the negative vibrations that block them. These positive energies that we talk about so much are where you find the magic of alchemy. And using your hidden power means using these positive energies to effect transformation. Because if you're like me, then you're someone who has the audacity, the willingness to take bold risks and transform challenges into success. So let's talk about this idea of transformation and the audacity of alchemy. You may know that I started the Get Unstuck Revolution years ago because people would always come to me and say, I'm feeling stuck. And of course, when I'd ask why, I'd get hundreds of different answers. It might be stuck in creativity. It might be production. It might be stuck in a financial situation or a difficult conversation that needed to happen. But there's one thing I found consistently at the bottom of all this was invalidation. I mean, who among us hasn't been invalidated? But I'm talking about invalidation that runs so deep it can literally shatter your soul. When we're invalidated at our core, when we experience some kind of trauma, spiritually, emotionally, physically, it can haunt us for years. We try to find success, but it just eludes us because we're trying to find success on top of this spiritual injury. Maybe it was never properly healed, or maybe we just need some coping tools. But when we're feeling stuck, it isn't the situation, it's the energy about the situation that's become stuck in doubts, worries, anxiety, fears, uncertainties, confusion, irritation, indecision, conflict, anger, and all that. What happens is that we have a breakdown of our spiritual integrity. You know, you've heard me talk about the three-legged stool in other episodes. If you take one of the legs away, can you still sit on the stool, or has the stool lost its integrity? So if you were to imagine this three-legged stool, the first leg represents who we are, our identity, our true self as a vibrational being living in a vibrational universe. We're offering a vibration every moment of every day, and the universe responds with experiences that match our vibration. That's the first leg, who we are, our identity. The second leg represents our core values. And the third leg represents our purpose in life, which is to use positive energies to effect transformation. So these three legs are our true self as a vibrational being, our core values, and our purpose in life, which is to effect transformation using positive energy flows. These three legs make up our spiritual integrity. What happens with a trauma or a spiritual injury is that one or more of these legs has been compromised. We may find that our moral compass is corrupted. We don't know which way is up or down or left or right. We feel like we're completely face down sometimes, not knowing what to do or what direction to take. Wouldn't it make sense that being a whole person with a strong foundation would help us be more successful? And wouldn't it make sense that if our spiritual integrity is strong, we can more easily dissolve life's obstacles so that we can bring success to us? So the only thing lacking in any situation is our spiritual integrity. We don't understand who we are as a vibrational being able to transform the situation. We don't understand our spiritual boundaries, our core values. We don't understand that every situation requires a shift away from the illusion of ego thinking. It isn't money or career or relationship or anything else we may blame it on. We are missing from the equation, and ego thinking has taken over. I can't tell you how many times I've had a conversation with someone who says, you know, I've tried everything and I just don't know what I'm missing. And I'll often say, you're missing. You. You're the one who's missing. It's not anything you're doing or not doing. It's you who's missing. And the negative, fearful energy of ego has taken over. You know, it's interesting because we actually think faster than we hear. The average person listens at a rate of 250 words a minute, but thinks at a speed up to 3,000 words a minute. So the chatter in our head is moving 10 times faster, and as a result, our mind, well, it can go wonky. So we know that ego speaks first and speaks loudest, but are we actually listening to ego's negativity? Are we thinking from ego's negative perspective? And if our mind chatter is going 10 times faster, well, it's no wonder we have trouble hearing our inner guidance. This is one of the reasons we need to restore our spiritual integrity so that we can center ourselves in a strong foundation and hear that inner guidance. Yielding to our inner guidance, yielding to a higher frequency of thought, helps us align with more positive experiences. So we want to own our spiritual boundaries. As part of our spiritual integrity, we want to be very protective of this higher frequency. So imagine, if you will, imagine a big circle on the ground in front of you, and imagine that's a spiritual boundary. Now imagine when you step inside the circle, you're being who you are as your true self. You're aligning with your core values. And as you stand inside the circle in a higher frequency of thought, you're able to use positive energies to effect transformation. Now imagine stepping outside of the circle. Imagine that you're outside of the circle and you no longer have a spiritual boundary. Now imagine walking away from that circle a little bit and then a little bit more. Can you see how you can more easily become the effect of ego thinking outside of this spiritual boundary? And can you also imagine becoming the effect of other people's ego thinking while you're outside of the spiritual boundary? This is why we want to be very protective of our spiritual boundaries and very protective of these higher frequencies that are inside the spiritual boundary. Now imagine stepping back inside the circle. This, when you're inside the circle, is where you can disallow the illusion. You can disallow all these frustrations and negative energies. You can disallow resistance. Inside the circle is where you can disallow the negative thinking of ego. Negative thinking simply must stay outside of the circle while we're inside of it. You know, I actually had somebody at a workshop say, oh my, it feels so good being inside this bubble. And she said she didn't want to go back to work because somebody would want to step inside that bubble and just mess it all up. And I told her I was going to make her a t-shirt that says, respect the bubble. So would you rather be outside the bubble and buried in chaos, or would you rather be inside the bubble and aligned with the higher, more peaceful energy where you're asking others to respect your bubble, to respect your spiritual boundaries? When we stand outside of the circle, that's where we're sacrificing our energy. Outside of the circle, that's where we're sacrificing our energy. We're saying it doesn't matter, that we're willing to become the effect of everything around us. when we're inside of that circle, now we're in alchemy. Inside the circle, we're saying that we do care about how we feel, and we only allow the higher frequency thoughts, because self-sacrificing energy, it is an alchemy. When we're willing to sacrifice our positive energies in favor of negative energies, the magic of alchemy can't happen. And if you're hung up in these negative energies, how can you create any magic? Well, if you want to know more about mastering and directing these energies, I have an amazing new tool to get you unstuck from these patterns. It's called the Alchemy Matrix, and it's going to help you shape your destiny. It's an interactive roadmap designed to help you solve problems, dissolve barriers, and create a future that you'd like to see. Just a quick reminder that you can sign up to learn more about the Alchemy Matrix at SuccessCircleWorkshops.com. I promise to tell you more about that in just a minute. You know, if we find ourselves in a challenge, we can proactively add light to the situation. We can literally radiate light while staying connected to source energy. And while we're radiating light, ego has a very difficult time getting to us. You've probably heard it before. The darkness only survives if we give it attention. We can use the contrast that ego is showing us to get clarity about what we want to create next, rather than falling victim to its insanity thinking. We want to always stay connected to universal energies and radiate the light. You know, I had a client one time who was in a love triangle. Her name was Barbara. And she had one man who was stable, earned a good living, and made her feel safe, although a bit bored. And she had another man who was like fire, and it made her feel alive. And when she was with one, she wanted to be with the other. And she bounced back and forth, not able to settle in to one place or the other. And this brought her unimaginable pain. Remember, though, that the only thing lacking in any situation is our spiritual integrity. So this was a test of her true self. She could stay in the darkness of the pain, and the darkness would survive because she was giving it all her attention. But under the surface, what was actually happening was ego was showing her contrast so that she could get clarity about what she really wanted. But she was so buried in the darkness, so buried in all the pain between these two men, that she literally couldn't get out of that pain long enough to get clarity on what she even wanted. Truthfully, each man brought her a little something different. Now, that's the thing about a love triangle. Often, neither relationship is right because there's something missing. Yes, there might be something missing within each relationship or each man, but usually it's you that's missing. It's you and your spiritual integrity, you proactively placing your thoughts into a positive stream. Not knowing who you really are, not knowing your core values and honoring those, not knowing that you can effect transformation on the entire situation. Yeah, that's a breakdown of spiritual integrity. And ego can make us feel like we're trapped. So for Barbara, until she could get into a place where she could begin to let go of ego thinking, to get out of the darkness and get clarity about what she really wanted, until she could realign with her spiritual integrity, until she could do these things, all she could really do was to simply ask for the most joyful outcome. She chose to step away from any decision about these two relationships and just ask for the most joyful outcome, even when she didn't know what that was. And we've talked about this before. It's usually ego that screams at us to make a decision when all we really need to do is simply align with our spiritual integrity, align with the higher frequency, align with the most joyful outcome, even when we don't know what it is. And then our knowingness can guide us. So this was a test of her true self. So here's your exercise for today. Look back and think about, where have you received these tests from the universe, the tests of your true self? Where have you had challenges in relationships at work or in your personal life? Where have you had tests with finances or health? And as you review some of these life challenges, what do you think about this idea of spiritual integrity? Looking back, do you see that you were missing you and who you really are as a vibrational being, and maybe your vibration was more negative than positive? In looking back, were you stuck in the conflict, struggle, indecision, the frustration? Were your core values missing, or maybe never identified to start with? Was your moral compass corrupted by you or by someone else? Did you allow someone to walk all over your spiritual boundaries and invade your space with their ego and their negative thinking? And when we talk about your true purpose in life, which is to use these positive energies to effect transformation, were you aligned with higher, more positive frequencies? What would have happened if you had aligned with this higher consciousness? Would the outcome have been different? Would you have been able to effect transformation? I'm often asked if we really can change the energy of a situation. Can we really affect transformation? And I like to say, oh yes, we can. Are we strong enough? That's the question. Because inside that strength, that's where we find the magic of alchemy. Well, I hope this helps you as you're using the powers of alchemy to transform challenges into positive new successes. But if you still can't get your head around what's got you stuck, you can tell me about it. You can leave a question right here, or if you're someone who has the audacity, the willingness to take bold risks to transform challenges into success, you can find out more about our events at SuccessCircleWorkshops.com. This is where you can learn more about the audacity of alchemy and how to unlock your hidden power. You'll get a personalized interactive roadmap that's custom designed to get you unstuck by unlocking your hidden power to create big, magical changes, you know, alchemy. You'll learn to solve problems, dissolve barriers, and bring success to you. So don't wait. Go to SuccessCircleWorkshops.com and get your personalized alchemy matrix package right now. You'll get a full-color workbook filled with hands-on exercises to inspire your creative energies. You'll get membership in your very own Success Circle for high-level masterminding and networking. You'll get your very own customized alchemy matrix to unlock your hidden power and bring success to you. And you'll get your very own personal unstuckologist. Remember, the alchemy matrix is the only tool of its kind, and it's only available here. So if you're ready to approach your life's challenges with audacity, if you're ready to finally banish frustration, indecision, and the negative spiral, if you're ready to watch success materialize right before your eyes, then don't settle for another minute of ordinary. Go to SuccessCircleWorkshops.com and get your personalized Alchemy Matrix package right now and watch the magic start to happen. And by the way, make sure to subscribe to this channel, and if you liked what you learned today, be sure and give this video a thumbs up. You can also feel free to share this video with anyone you know who's feeling stuck. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you in one of our upcoming Success Circles. You can find out more at SuccessCircleWorkshops.com.